Blog Talk Radio.
Readers Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Readers Entertainment Radio. I'm your host, Lisa Watson. And I got to say, this should be a great show this evening. First, because I'll be celebrating a birthday on Sunday, June 7th. Yay, Geminis! And secondly, my guest this evening is celebrating the debut of her solo novel. She's been around quite a while. However, she is doing her first solo novel, which will be released on June 9th. And so we've got a lot of positive energy going on this evening. And I am excited to have her here. My guest is a New York It's a New York Times, and we're going to have fun, seriously. It's a New York Times bestselling author that's joining me tonight, and USA Today bestselling author, who teamed with her mother to write the wildly successful House of Night series. Have you figured it out yet? Okay, well, she has editorial credits, a thriving T-shirt line, and a passion for all things paranormal. And when she's away from her writing desk, she loves relaxing with her significant other and their dogs and discovering new hobbies. In fact, we'll learn more about a few of those later in the show. So it is my pleasure to welcome tonight Kristen Cass to the show. Welcome, Kristen.
Yay, I'm so excited to be here.
I am very excited to have you. Thank you very much. I took myself out to Red Robin this afternoon for lunch and had a very sinfully delicious blue ribbon burger. Yes, I did have the bottomless fries.
Oh, yeah. It's your birthday. You deserve it.
Yeah, and I think that I'm going to be celebrating literally for the rest of the weekend. Every day, I told my husband, I'm going to do something fun every day for my birthday, even though my birthday is on Sunday.
That's how it should be.
So we can start it early. So let's start with more about you. So tell listeners who may not be familiar with you a little more about yourself.
Well, like you said, I co-authored the House of Night series with my mom, and we started that whenever I was 19. So I've been in the publishing world for almost 10 years now. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think of it as like a decade-long internship, pretty much. I've been touring the world, meeting a lot of my fans, and, you know, I'm excited to get this new journey started.
You know, I interviewed your mom, PC Cast, a little while ago, so I know all about how the two of you began collaborating on novels, and it was really a fun story. But can you tell listeners how your unbelievably successful writing team came to be?
Well, my mom already had several novels under her belt, a paranormal romance, and she was already well established in the writing community, and decided to write a young adult series. And as she was writing the first book, I was in college and I still lived at home, and she kept coming out into the living room and asking me to help her, because she said her inner 70s teenager kept popping out and saying things, which is just, I mean, oh my gosh, I'm covering my eyes right now. And so she kept asking me for my help, and she finally came out and was like, Precious? And when she says that, I know there's something wrong. And I was like, yes. And she goes, how would you like to co-author this book with Mama? And I was like, is my name going to be on the cover? She's like, yeah. And I said, so Kristen Cass and PC Cass in little letters at the bottom. And she said, no, it'll be PC Cass with Kristen Cass. And I was like, well, are we going to be famous? Because, you know, I was 19.
I'm not wasting my time unless we're going to be famous.
Yeah, I was like, I just want to be in People magazine and, you know, on MTV and stuff. And she was like, oh, yeah, sure, guaranteed. not thinking, you know, she was still a teacher while she was writing for three different publishers, so she did not actually, she was lying to me. She did not actually think that it was going to blow up the way it did or anything.
See, but you guys put that out there in the universe,
yes.
And there you go. See?
Exactly. It was just me blindly believing that I was going, it was going to be so successful, and it totally worked. You know what? She
you
owes
know,
me a lot, I think. I need to call her.
See? What's funny, though, is literally almost verbatim, she told me that story, and I was cracking up laughing because I told her I've got, you know, a teenage daughter. I've got a 15-year-old daughter and a 17-year-old son. And so, you know, when I say things, and they're seriously looking at me like, Mom, nobody says that anymore. Or,
right?
You know, that's so, you know, so old. And I'm like, what? You know, I always go, what? What's wrong with that? She, you know, they're
yeah,
just rolling their eyes, looking at me like, mm-hmm,
yes.
No.
That's exactly, she kept coming out saying the craziest stuff, and I was like, nobody, like, who? Who? No, what? No. How old are these people? Because they wouldn't say that. So you're welcome,
so
Phyllis.
Yeah,
you're
like,
you.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. Yeah, because my daughter's like, yeah, my mom writes books, whatever. Hey, is Kiera Cass there? And I'm like, when I was at the RT Book Lovers Convention, literally 5 minutes before the door opened, I am walking down the aisles with my daughter on the phone, and she's telling me who she does and does not want me to purchase books for. And I'm like, I got to stand in line. I got to get them signed. Get back to my table. And she's like, yeah.
Yeah,
there's
a madhouse in there, too.
Yes, there is nothing like it. It is unbelievable. Probably Comic-Con is worse, I'm sure, but I haven't been there.
Oh, yeah. Comic-Con's a lot of crazy, but in a good way.
So, Kristen, your new young adult novel, Amber Smoke, The Escaped, which is book one in the Escaped series, like I said, will be released on June 9th. So this is the first book you've done that has not been co-authored with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us when you decided it was kind of time to fly solo and what Amber Smoke is all about.
Well, I had been preparing to have a solo career during probably the last, like, 9 months of leading up to the end of House of Night. I just felt like I was old enough that I had learned, not enough by any means, but the basics to get started and to launch my career, and I was just really passionate about it, and it just, it was just like a feeling. I just felt like it was time, and I can't really, it's hard to put words to it. It just felt like, okay, this is my
time.
Yeah,
you just know when
right
you know,
now.
Right.
Yeah, exactly, and I knew that my mom, she just finished writing the first book in her new fantasy series, and so I knew that she wasn't going to have anything within the first half of 2015, and I thought, okay, you know, I've been working on this book for a while. I just think that she's not doing anything. The House of Night is over, and I know that our readers will be hungry for something, and I want to be able to give them that. And it was my perfect chance to be Kristen Cass by myself, and so I just seized the opportunity, and I am thrilled with the great response that it's had, and I just couldn't be. I'm just so excited. I couldn't be happier about it. And
awesome.
Amber Smoke, what it's about, which is hard, you know, it's hard to be so succinct with everything that happens, but through a series of very rough events, my heroine, Eva, she learns that she possesses these amazing powers, and with the help of her best friend, Bridget, and, of course, a very sexy immortal from the underworld, she, that has to be
yeah,
there, right?
Gotta have that.
She learns to harness her new abilities to save not only her realm, but the underworld also from evil. Because, you know, you have to have the sexy man, and you have to have the saving the world.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure. So we have both of those in there. I think that it's fantastic, and I know that whoever reads it will think so as well.
I am definitely sure about that. you know, and I enjoy mythology, and I love to read stories that have classic tales woven into modern-day stories, which, of course, make them relevant in our world today. So what is it that fascinates you so much about the paranormal and fantasy worlds that, you know, authors and readers alike seem to just get caught up in them?
I think it's the fact that anything can happen. And actually, my editor, fabulous editor, Randall Klein at Diversion Books, he, while working with me on Amber Smoke, I had a phone call with him one day, and he said, you know, you can make this as crazy as you want it to, because it's magic. And in a magical world, anything is possible. And I was like, ding!
I was going to say, isn't that like the best thing you could possibly ever hear from your editor is just free reign, you got license to do whatever the heck you want. You're like, yes, get out of my way.
For sure. I was just like, you've unleashed the beast. Let's get it going. So I think that's what makes paranormal so great. You never know what's going to happen when you turn the page.
And I like that, too, because – you know, well, I write contemporary romance, so there's, you know, there's this, you know, formula that you kind of have to follow depending on, of course, the publisher you're writing for and the genre you're writing for. But, you know, sometimes it's a little more stringent. They can do this, but they can't do that. They can do this, but they can't do that. So it's really probably very refreshing to be able to not have to kind of be so stringent in how you want things to shake out in your story and what they're going to be doing and saying and all that other good stuff.
Yeah. It's amazing, especially now that I'm also doing it by myself. So there's nobody holding me back, and it's just the most freeing feeling. Love it.
Yay, I can hear it.
I always write paranormal for that reason.
Right. Now, before we get wrapped up in hearing more from New York Times and USA Today bestselling author Kristen Cass, I'd like to let listeners know that our live chat session is open, and you're welcome to comment or ask questions there. You can call in at 646-200-4071 if you have a question for Kristen. And, of course, after the live show, I will post the podcast and recap blog to readersentertainment.com. And for those listeners that want to check out more about Kristen as we're chatting with her, you can check out her website at www.kcastauthor.com. So, Kristen, I'm always interested in the dynamics between two people when they're thrust together, especially if it's unlikely that they would have met without some sense of duty or urgency, loyalty, or danger that's bringing them together. So how do your characters get along from the start? And if things don't begin on the best of terms, how are they drawn together as their roles develop and their mission presents itself?
Well, my hero and heroine actually have a nice chemistry and kind of click from the very beginning. But, you know, it is only book one. And this series is going to have at least five books. So, you know, I wouldn't put a bow on it and call it a happily ever after just yet. But there is a secondary male character, James. He's a detective, and he does not get along very well with Eva. So you'll just have to read book two and find out what happens. I can't tell you. I can't give any spoilers.
You're like, yeah, you go read it. It'll be out soon. So tell us more about what draws your main characters to you. Do you already have a keen sense of exactly how they'll be before you bring them to the computer screen or for some to actual pen and paper, depending on how you write? Or do they kind of let you know about themselves slowly and as time goes by?
Well, whenever I first started, I thought that I knew my four main characters pretty well. Turns out, writing book two, I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that happened to you. Or, oh, that's something that you like. I didn't know that. So I thought, you know, I think that it's important to, before you start writing, have a pretty good grasp on the history of your characters, some of their favorite things, and just key personality traits. Whether or not you use the majority of that in your writing is something completely different. But I think that it's good. You know, I feel like they have to become your friends, even if you kind of hate them, your frenemies, before you start writing about them. But over time, they do become their own people. And so they'll tell you things that have happened to them or things that they no longer are interested in. And I find it shocking because I'm like, that's not how you started. And they're like, but that's how I am now. And I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, I'm sorry.
You're like, keep up. So, Kristen, tell us more about these new hobbies you'll be working on this year. I read on your website that you like to do, which is kind of cool. You like to kind of try new hobbies. And so tell us what you're working on as far as hobbies for this year so far and what's in store for you next.
Well, I love trying new things. I think that it keeps people young and vivacious, and so I like to get out and do things I haven't ever done before. This year, well, actually in December, like last December in 2014, I learned how to swim. I'm a 28-year-old woman. Whenever I was in Hawaii, my ex actually used to teach children how to swim. And so he taught this large child how to swim in the ocean. And so now I go to one of the local indoor pools, and I have my little paddle board and my goggles and my Speedo, and I go and I like kick down, kick back. And so I'm trying, like, I love the ocean, which is is not probably the smartest thing in the world, since I can swim, but not, you know, very well. But I want to be able to
Kristen,
swim around.
You know, Kristen, that's what flotation devices are for.
I know. I'm so nervous because I always, you know, getting out is not hard. It's getting back to shore that's kind of difficult. Yeah. So there have been many. My mom has had to save me several times when I've gone out too far. And I want to be able to save myself. I don't want to have to be like, well, you know, I can only get 100 yards from the shore because God knows I can't get back.
Right.
You know, help myself out a little bit. And I'm also doing yoga in my head. It was a lot different, and I was a lot more graceful, and it was, you know. I see these women.
Yeah, I've tried yoga a couple of times. Thank God it was just me by myself. In my bedroom, because it was not pretty.
I feel like some kind of weird roly-poly whenever I do it, and I watch these women around me and men, and they're just, you know, so beautiful in these poses, and I'm like trying to breathe and not fall over and not, you know, let the sweat burn my eyes too much. So it's interesting. I like it. You know, I sit for long periods of time during the day. And so I wanted to do something. And I hate the gym. I'm not a gym person. I hate the gym. Oh, my God. I wanted to do something that I feel very, like, crickle hunchback. Like, I get a lot of tension in my back.
Right. You constantly notice that, you know, especially for me, because I'm definitely writing all day, too. But do you notice that you kind of hunch forward? I'm always constantly trying to remind myself, sit back, because I'm always leaning forward. I'm like my chiropractor's, like, best friend, because, like, it's me again, I hurt my back.
Yes, I am. I can't tell you the last time I've leaned back in my chair at my desk. I don't think that I ever do it. Now that you say that, I'm like, let me get close to the computer screen, because apparently that's going to help me so much. But I feel very, very tense. And so I'm like, I'm going to do yoga so that I can elongate my spine and, you know, be in touch with my center. And I'm working on breathing right now. But I'll eventually be able to meditate, and it'll be great.
Right. Well, breathing in and of itself is very in detail, because there's just, my grandfather's been trying for a billion years to get me to meditate, and I'm like, I want to do it, but I just, I'm a Gemini, so I'm sitting here thinking about stuff. I'm like, okay, while I'm writing, I could have a load of clothes going. I could have this going. I got to do that. Wait. Oh, yeah, I got to do that. And it's like, you have to, I have to sometimes just tell myself to sit still for a second and just, breathe and relax and try to meditate, because that would be really nice if I could master that, but I have not yet. I think I'm going to add that to my new hobby, Kristen. I think I'm going to do that.
Yes. Hobby list for everyone.
So tell us, well, actually, let me do the little station break thing again. For those of us just tuning in, we are speaking with New York Times and USA Today bestselling author Kristen Cast about her latest novel, Amber Smoke, The Escaped, which is book one in the Escaped series. So, Kristen, as authors, we all know that sometimes, people say, oh, don't read reviews. Some people say do read reviews. What's one of the most touching reviews, or just a little note a reader has dropped, or something that they kind of sent to you that really just made your day and stuck with you?
Oh, the most touching thing a reader has ever told me is how much that the House of Night series has helped them with a troubled relationship with their mother, and brought them closer as a mother and daughter, because, my mom and I wrote the series together, and it was something that they found in common, and, it was that way to reach each other and build that communication and build that relationship, and that's really amazing. I think their relationship with your mom is one of the most beautiful things in the world, or it can be, and to know that we help a mother and daughter have that is I don't have any words for it. It's so touching.
Wow. Now, can you tell listeners a bit about the Nerd Herd and how your T-shirt line got started?
The Nerd Herd actually, it started as the core group of characters in the House of Night series. They call themselves the Nerd Herd. and now I like to think that all of the House of Night readers are, part of my Nerd Herd. And the T-shirt line got started because of, readers just said that they wanted shirts, actually. And I always try to listen to what my fans are saying and give them what they want. And I had enough people say, this is what we want to see. And I was like, okay, I'm going to give it to you. And then they all send me, not all of them, but a lot of them send me pictures, and I post them on my Nerd Herd page on my website, because I think, the Nerd Herd is just part of my reading family. And all of my Amber Smoke readers, they'll still be part of my Nerd Herd. So,
yep.
And for everybody,
and I saw
write,
the T-shirts. They're very cute, and everybody looks so, fun in them, and they look like they're having such a good time. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I love it. It's just a group of positive people who like the same kind of things, and, we're all nerds together. I love all of them, and I can't wait to add more with this series.
Awesome. So, Kristen, I ask this of every author literally every week, and so it's your turn. So, what's one thing you've got to have while you're writing, and why?
Gum. Because I don't actually know why, to be honest with you. I think that I just trained myself to, as I write, I chew gum. I wanted there to be, I very much believe in, training yourself to do things so that it's easier to switch into different modes. So when I walk in, I'm in my office a lot doing things, for the clothing line and just for press and all sorts of different things. So I didn't want my body and my mind to feel like, okay, I'm sitting down at the computer. Well, I'm going to take at least an hour to get into my writing world, because my body doesn't know the difference between me being here for working on the clothing line and me being here for writing a book.
So you needed something that was like a switch.
Exactly. And so I chose gum. I don't know why I chose gum, but I chose gum. And now whenever I chew gum, it doesn't matter where I am. I'll constantly think about writing and think about my
That's
world
awesome.
And have to take notes. Yeah. So now I come in my office and I put gum in my mouth and I chew it. And then I was reading some article and I don't – well, I know it's true, but I probably took it, you know, a little too literally. But it says that chewing gum increases the blood flow to your head, of course, because your jaw is moving more than normal. And so I just think that it's just, you know, my brain is just flooded with all this amazing blood and it's just helping me work and it's just pumping. But it was really just because I trained myself.
That's awesome. That is really a cool thing. Wow. Now, I want to give listeners a few, you know, just a few seconds to learn more about you and some of your favorite things. So indulge me for a minute because I'm going to ask you a couple of quick questions, and I don't want you doing too much thinking about it, just whatever is at the top of your head. You ready?
Yes.
All right, favorite dessert?
Raw cheesecake. I'm vegan, so cheesecake, but not with, you know, cheesecake. So vegan, raw vegan cheesecake.
Awesome. Favorite city?
London? There's so many. I think it's just the first one I thought of, London.
Oh, I just went to London like last year. Holy cow.
Oh.
I had 3 days in that place, and I fell in love with it from the second I got through the door. So
yes.
It's awesome.
I love the Brits. Okay. Love them.
Yes, absolutely. Everything is just ugh. They are just so darn polite, and it's really true. It's not just the accent. They are seriously, well, when I went there, it was – I ordered pizza on Thanksgiving, so I didn't want the traditional American, you know, dinner, my sister and I. So we're like, let's have pizza for Thanksgiving. And that's the first time ever that I've had anything other than turkey. So we ordered a pizza. The pizza got there, and they forgot my cheesy bread or something. So I was talking to the guy that delivered it. He said, oh, we forgot. And then the concierge was like, sorry, what's wrong? And I'm like, oh, nothing, it's okay. They just forgot my cheesy bread. And he was like, oh, no, this is not acceptable whatsoever. And so he really just, he got the phone. He called the company. He called the restaurant. It was like, you know, this my guest ordered cheesy bread, and you better bring this cheesy bread right now. And the poor little guy on the motorcycle, he's like, I will be more than happy to bring back the cheesy bread. And they brought it back, and the concierge walked it up to my room and delivered my cheesy bread. So I was like, I love you. I don't know you, but I love you already. You're just awesome. So that was my, you know, kind of cool Thanksgiving in London. Kudos to the concierge at the Hilton.
Right?
So it was
I'm glad he rescued your cheesy bread for you.
And it was good. It was good. It was great pizza. So I am glad that I, you know, stepped out of character and tried something new.
Oh, yeah.
New.
Okay.
So what is your favorite season?
Spring.
Spring? Cool.
Yeah, I love it. It's the weather. I feel like the weather is perfect. And all the flowers are popping out, and it's just gorgeous. Not too hot, not too cold. Sometimes
see,
it's too rainy,
but
that's okay.
I say the exact same thing, except for I use fall. But I do say the same thing, not too hot, not too cold. Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
So, Kristen, tell listeners how they can get in touch with you.
You can find me at my website, kcastauthor.com. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram at KCastAuthor, and on Facebook at KristenCastAuthor, KRISTIN. 10, not 10.
Kristen, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It has been such a pleasure having you with me this evening. Seriously, had a ball.
Thank you, me too. I can't wait to do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. When book two comes out, you and I got a date because we'll be
for
chatting
sure.
about it. Well, I would like to thank our listeners for joining us here at Readers Entertainment Radio. Don't forget, you can find us at readersentertainment.com. I'll be posting the recap blog of Kristen's show later this evening. And if you'd like, you can leave a comment there about tonight's show. We'd love to hear from you. So I am your host, Lisa Watson, saying have a great evening and happy reading. Good night, Kristen.
Bye.
Bye.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.